Not forget, but it's too much personal help when we put people in leadership, because this thing can put your leaders to be corrupt. Because sometimes, imagine the church alone. Imagine everybody in the church tomorrow morning come to my house for me to help them personally. You really think it's possible for me to help everybody here personally at the same time? So what happened in the end? You will push me to become corrupt. You will push me to steal. Only because I want to please you to remain in power. This is why we still have more corrupt leaders in power, most especially when it comes to the legislature. Because sometimes our friends in the legislature go and look for money just to please you, because this is what you want. So it's about time that we should push our leader to do projects. We should push our leaders to make the right policy, to make the right decision that will make it, that will, you know, have a trickle-down effect on our lives and our children's lives. If your leaders make the right decision, there is all the problem in the country is not from the president. The people to solve the problem in this country, they are the people from the legislature. If the House of Representatives and the House of Senate made the right decision, Liberia will be a better place overnight. You can have the best president in the world coming to Liberia to serve as president. Liberia will not change if the legislature does not make the right decision. There are 73 representatives. There are 30 senators. There is one president. There is one vice president. No matter what dream a president can come with, if the legislature does not support the dream of that president will never succeed. Imagine the pact that my brother was just talking about. Imagine a president we are has taken that money to distribute that money on individual. Liberia in that position will have still remain the same.